Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
How about a nice game of Skyrim?
And welcome back. This is episode 24 of Malachi Stentor's audio Let's Play in Skyrim. And we're closing in on the end of the companion's quest, or guild, or whatever you want to call it. We decided to ride from Dawnstar, spent the night there, and got up extremely early. It's still pre-dawn here, and we are riding south along the road through...
...trudging in one direction until I reach anything remotely civilized.
Oh, hush. You know, Arissa, sometimes you just talk too much. So, we're heading through the little village of Heliarkin, and there is Whiterun in the distance, getting closer and closer, and we are getting closer to honoring Khodlak. So we bear the fragments of Wuthfrad that we rescued yet again, this time from Driftshade Refuge, where we killed as many Silverhand as possible. I'm not sure if we wiped them out entirely, but I think there will always be... I don't want to call it evil, but I think there will always be misguided people in the world and people filled with hate. For things they don't understand or things that threaten them. So there will never be an end to the Silver Hand or those like them. Nevertheless, we have taken out our revenge, something that Khodlak was not really approving of in life, but
The Bannered Mare always has friendly faces and cold mead.
Yes,
best
Arissa.
Place to relax in the whole city.
It sure is, you know. Thanks for keeping an upbeat mood here. I was getting a little maudlin there. Alright, so we're passing Hunting Brew Meadery. That's a nice, a little nicer thing to think about than the death of Khodlak. But here we are, about to enter Whiterun. We'll stable the horse down by the stables and run up the road. So, as we come to the end, or close to the end anyway, we have to think about Malachi. As I was saying an episode or two ago, I think we'll probably take Malachi to the Mage's Guild. He's only level 26. But he's a fairly experienced restoration mage now, although he doesn't use a huge, wide array of spells. He's really only using infestation. He uses Ray of Light when he needs to for the undead, and a couple of other ones. We tried a few out that didn't really suit us all that well. But infestation is actually quite good. I like it very much. And so that's, you know, when you like a spell, you kind of fall back on it a lot, and that's what we've done with Malachi.
The others have probably prepared Khodlak's funeral by now.
I think you're
the
right,
Bogus. The others have probably prepared Khodlak's funeral by now. Come up to the Sky Forge to pay your respects.
I will. I'll be up in a minute. I need to talk to Arissa before we go up there. Hang on a second. I'll be right there, Vilkas. Arissa, I think you should wait here, if you don't mind. I know how you felt about Khodlak, but this is really for companions, particularly members of the Circle, but all companions. And since you're not a member of the Guild, I think you should wait here. Why don't you hop into the Bannered Mare, and we'll catch up later.
I've got a few things to take care of. I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we're headed up to Yorvaskar.
It is my honor to stand before you.
Thank you, Sir Guard. I'm still getting used to the idea of that, but right now I have more important things to do. And here we are.
Who will start?
I'll do it. Before the ancient flame.
We grieve. At this loss,
we weep.
For the fallen,
we shout.
We shout.
And for ourselves,
we take our leave.
A solemn moment. And Aella lights a torch and approaches the pyre that is on top of the Skyforge and lights it aflame.
His spirit is departed. Members of the Circle, let us withdraw to the Underforge to grieve our last together.
You have the fragments of Uthrad still?
I do, Aerolant.
I'll need to prepare them for mounting again.
Here, take them.
Careful with those. Don't want even more fragments, do we?
No, certainly not.
Of course, I have a small favor to ask of you.
Of course you do.
There's another piece that Kardlak always kept close to himself. Would you go to his chambers and bring it back for me?
I would be honored, sir.
I'm not sure I'm the best one to go through his things.
Probably not. Why would I be the best one to go through his things? Yarlin says, Kardlak chose you for some task, didn't he? That's why you were away. Man had his reasons. Okay, well, I'm not sure I'm best, but I guess I'll have to be.
I appreciate it.
All right, so we're going to run down to Kardlak's chamber before we go to the Underforge. And see if we can find these fragments. He didn't have a lot of possessions, so it shouldn't be too hard to find them in his stuff. I'm sure Tillman knows where they are, but I won't ask her. She doesn't give up her secrets. Ever. She just pretends that she doesn't do anything but dust and clean. I suspect that if the truth were told, she might even be one of the most dangerous warriors in the guild. Let's see. Well, the wardrobe says steel, so the fragments aren't there. And this cupboard over here says steel, so the fragments aren't there. So what about this side table over here next to the bed? This one says search. And there it is, the final fragment of Uthrad and Kardlak's journal. So we'll read Kardlak's journal later. But while we're running back up there, I should mention that we received a letter while we were in Dawnstar from one Muiri, who thanked us for killing Alain Dufont, and would not tell us in the letter how she...
I avoid going to Eastmarch if I can.
Oh, hush, Aethys. How she came to know it was us that killed Mr. Dufont, but she seems very appreciative and would like to reward us. So at some point in the not-too-distant future, we're going to be heading to wherever she is, possibly Markarth, and we'll find out all the story behind that. Hey, Orland.
I'm back.
I have Kardlak's fragment.
Thank you. Your shield siblings have withdrawn to the Underforge. I think they're waiting for you.
You know about the Underforge? He says, Greymanes have been working this forge for a long time. And my brother wasn't the first Greymane to be a companion. The Skyforge keeps many secrets, but yes, this one I know. And I say, and you know what it means? Aye, he says. And you're okay with it? Okay with it, he says. Not how I'd say it. The Greymanes were an old clan. We remember the old gods. If kind Sister Hawk is okay with it, you won't hear me complaining, he says. And, you know, Malachi, being Malachi, must say, I guess now isn't the time to correct your heathen ways.
Gods be praised.
And gods be praised. Aorlan's favorite line. I appreciate his thoughts on kind, but he's wrong. That's okay. We all have our opinions, and that's his. So here we are heading into the Underforge.
The old man had one wish before he died, and he didn't get it. It's as simple as that.
Being moonborn is not so much of a curse as you might think, Vilkas.
That's fine for you, but he wanted to be clean. He wanted to meet Ithgramor and know the glories of Sovngarde. But all of that was taken from him.
And you avenged him?
Kodlak did not care for vengeance.
No, Tharkas, he didn't. And that's not what this is about. We should be honoring Kodlak, no matter our own thoughts on the blood.
You're right. It's what he wanted, and he deserved to have it.
Kodlak used to speak of a way to cleanse his soul, even in death. You know the legends of the tomb of Ithgramor.
There the souls of the Harbingers will heed the call of Northern Steel. We can't even enter the tomb without Uthrad, and it's in pieces like it has been for 1,000 years.
And dragons were just stories.
And Aorland enters the Underforge.
Just because something is, doesn't mean it must be. The blade is a weapon, a tool. Tools are meant to be broken and repaired.
Is that... Did you repair the blade?
This is the first time I've had all the pieces, thanks to our shield brother here. The flames of Huron can reforge the shattered. The flames of Kodlak shall fuel the rebirth of Uthrad, and now it will take you to meet him once more.
And he approaches me.
As the one who bore the fragments, I think you should be the one to carry Uthrad into battle.
Oh,
the rest
wow.
of you, prepare to journey to the tomb of Ithgramor, for Kodlak.
I'm not sure Malachi is ready to carry Uthrad.
Something has shifted in the moons, brother.
What is it, Aella?
I've sensed the blood pulsing a little stronger of late. I had assumed you had as well.
No, not I.
I think our potential is on the rise. Hercene smiles on us. Let's not question too much. The more we feed, the greater our prowess will grow. We could perhaps discover even more gifts of Hercene.
No, Aella. No. I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that by now. Well, we are on our way.
Yeah.
To the tomb. Whoa, excuse me. I apologize, Aorland. I didn't mean to walk into you like that. We are on our way to the tomb of Ithgramor, which is in the Sea of Ghosts on an island. And there, I believe, we will be able to put Kodlak's spirit to rest and send him on his way to Sovngarde. So I hope you've enjoyed this short episode, this wonderful funeral. There was some great writing there from the original game and a little bit of interesting spice added to it by the ESF mod, as usual. So here we are in front of the now growing sapling of the Gildergreen.
Dragonborn, it's an honor.
It's an honor to meet you, Whiterun Guard, as well. Thank you for your service. So again, here we are, and we're going to just sit beneath the Gilder Green's shadow and contemplate Kinnereth and what's happened to us, and prepare ourselves for the journey to the tomb of Iskremor. So thank you for listening, and I hope you join us for what may be the last episode in The Companions, and but not certainly the last episode of Malachi's journey in Skyrim. So for Malachi and Arissa, who's wandering around the city somewhere, stealing things and drinking, we'll see you next time. Ta-ta.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox.